This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah and may His peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome to Faith in Action and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace, the blessings and the mercy of Allah be upon all of you. And thank you for joining us again in this program where we are discussing faith in action, for Islam is a religion of action. It's a faith that must manifest itself in action. It's beliefs that must express themselves in actions. And of the actions that we're speaking about is the actions of the individual towards those who are around him in a capacity of a relationship. And we spoke about parents, we spoke about relatives, we spoke about orphans, we spoke about the needy. And last time we spoke about the neighbors. And now at this point, we are going to finish up what was mentioned in Surah An-Nisa in that verse number 36, where Allah says, "اعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا." Worship Allah and associate no one with Him. وبالوالدين إحسانا, and be dutiful and honor your parents. وبذي القربى, and by also be dutiful to your kinsfolk and your relatives. Be dutiful to the orphans, اليتامى والمساكين. And then it says, وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, neighbors who may be related to us. وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُوبِ, neighbors who may be strangers or not related to us. And then it says, وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ, and the companion by the side. And we said that in the Quran, what's beautiful about this deen is that it gives the general framework, the bigger picture. And then it goes into the detail. For example, when we spoke about the neighbors, we said that to begin with, man is honored. And then on top of that also Allah reminds us, وَالْأَرْضَ وَضَعَهَا لِلْأَنَامِ, that this planet Earth has been put down for all the creatures. Not for you only, you're not entitled to it, but rather this is a place for everybody else. And that is why, subhanAllah, the Prophet ﷺ taught us a valuable lesson. And that is, interacting with people is really a matter of attitude. And we see this attitude expressed by the Prophet, peace be upon him, before he leaves his house. Once we start leaving our house, we have decided and we took a very conscious decision that we are leaving our houses so that we come to interact with people around us. And when we interact with people around us, there are certain requirements. And these requirements are expressed in the type of attitudes that we carry out with us as we would like, or when we choose to go out and interact with these people. These attitudes are expressed by the following dua, prayers that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make as he is about to leave his house. He would say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an adilla aw udal aw azilla aw uzal aw azlima aw uzlama aw ajhala aw yujhala alay. He would say, Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you. An adilla aw udal, that I be the cause of misguiding people or I myself be misguided by people. Remember, whenever we come in interaction with people, we are going to influence people and people are going to influence us. So now he sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that, Oh Allah, when I go out to interact with people, I will influence them, but I do not wish to be an influence of negativity. I wish to be an influence that is positive. So he says, إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ أَنْ أَضِلَّ أَوْ أُضَلْ, that I become an agent of misguiding, or that I become an agent that is misguided by people. Because people will have an impact on us. So he said, Oh Allah, I am about to interact with these people. I wish not to misguide them, and I wish not to be misguided by them. As if you are praying that, oh Allah, I wish to guide and to be guided when I come to interaction with people. Allahumma inni a'uzu bika an adilla aw udal, aw azilla aw uzal, or that I cause others to slip, or that I myself be slipped as a result of being again influenced by other people. Because what happens is that when we go out, we are expressing our moral principles and our moral values. And sometimes we slip. We slip because of what people tell us, of how people may tempt us. And unfortunately and sadly, sometimes we may be the reason why people may slip and jeopardize their moral values and their moral principles. So he said, oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from being such kind of a person. A person that makes people jeopardize and compromise their moral boundaries. Oh Allah, I am about to interact with people. I do not want to be negatively influenced by people so that I end up compromising or I end up jeopardizing my moral boundaries. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you that I do not slip or cause other people to slip. أو أضل أو أضل أو أزل أو أزل أو أظلم أو أظلم. Oh Allah, I am about to come to interact with people. I seek refuge in you that I wrong people or that people wrong me. That I be unjust to people or that people be unjust to me. As if you are praying, oh Allah, in my interaction with people, I wish and I pray to be fair. And as people interact with me, I wish and I pray that they be fair to me as well. I do not wish to be an agent that is oppressive or wrong people or an agent that somehow does injustice to people. And then he says, أو أجهل أو يجهل علي, or that I act in an ignorant way, or that people act ignorantly towards me. And the word jahil or jahal in the Quran is not used as to express lack of information or lack of education. Even though sometimes culturally we speak about jahil as a person who doesn't know. The Quran does not use the word jahil as to indicate a person who does not know, but rather the Quran uses the word jahil to indicate that a person is acting contrary to what they know. So when a person acts contrary to what they know, they're called jahil. Said, look at this jahil. He knows better than this, yet he is acting as if he does not know, so he is as good as a person who is ignorant. You can excuse the ignorant because they don't know, but what excuse do you have? You are such a jahil. So he said, oh Allah, I wish not to act contrary to what I know, to be right, to be moral, to be what needs to be done. I wish not to be like that, and I wish that I do not provoke people to the point that people will respond this way to me. That is such a great attitude to carry with us as we go out to meet and interact with people. However, when we interact with people, there are certain type of people that somehow we find our hearts are inclined towards them, that somehow we feel comfort in their presence, that somehow we enjoy their company. And that's why in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Al-arwahu junudun mujannada. You know, souls have these secrets about them. You meet a person and you immediately somehow you like them. You immediately somehow want to be their friends. You immediately somehow you feel that your heart has just expanded and wants to accommodate them. And you know that for sure this person has a place in my heart. These people are closer to us by choice than other people that we may interact with. Other people we interact with, but we do not necessarily wish to have a constant ongoing relationship with them. Now, these people are not our relatives, so we're not really obligated. We're not married to them. There is really nothing between us and them other than the fact that our hearts have just inclined towards them. The Quranic terminology for this type of relationship is what we call ukhuwa, brotherhood, or sometimes expressed in the idea of friendship. Now, the Quranic word is akh, and it's being used in the Quran to indicate five different types of relationship. Ukhuwa, brotherhood, may literally mean the real physical brotherhood, that you belong to the same parents or to one of the parents. And throughout the verses of inheritance, the Quran speaks about this type of brotherhood. and that is brotherhood either to both parents or brotherhood, you know, to one parent. For example, in the story of Cain and Abel, it says, فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِيهِ. He said that, and his soul made it easy for him to kill his brother. And the word brother here in the Quran meant brotherhood as in physical relationship belonging to both parents or one parent. Also, the Quran uses the word akh or ukhuwa as indication to belonging to the same clan or tribe. For example, وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا. And to the people of Ad, we sent their brethren Hud. And here the word brethren or brother is an indication that Hud alayhi salam was a person who belongs to the same clan. Even though there is not necessarily blood relationship between him and these people, yet Allah indicated that relationship or expressed that relationship using the word akh or ukhuwa or brother. Also, brother can mean faith, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meaning that these are people who share the same faith. Allah says in Surah Ali Imran, فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. And you became, due to his grace and mercy and blessings upon you, you became brothers of each other, meaning that you all belong to the same faith. And this is actually mentioned as a ni'mah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the believers, the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time, that you were enemies of one another. You were on the brink of falling into the hellfire, but Allah blessed you and gave you two blessings. One, by sending Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saved you from the hellfire. Two, by belonging all to the same deen and faith, all these issues of malice and hatred and wars that was taking place between you has now come to an end because of these teachings. More, inshallah, to be said about this topic. When we come back, we will take a short break. Please stay tuned and we will be back, inshallah. Welcome back to Faith in Action. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace, the blessings, and the mercy of Allah be upon all of you. We're talking about relationships, and specifically in this episode, we are talking about friendship. And we said that the Quranic term to illustrate this is the word akh or ukht or ukhuwa, brotherhood, or as we saw, that it uses it to indicate five types of relationship, but uses the same terminology. And also, it speaks about another type of relationship and uses and expresses it in the same word, and that is the word وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ إِخْوَانًا. Said that people, when they have no malice, no hatred against each other, and they become inclined and loving towards each other, Allah refers to this as a relationship of ukhuwa. Said that in the day of judgment, this is such a beautiful reward that awaits the believer in the day of judgment. It said that, now because we are social beings, even in paradise, we continue to be social beings. We want to enjoy paradise, but we want people around us. And sometimes good people in this world may still have some sort of negative emotions towards some people, some other good people. Two good people, somehow, they just don't feel good about towards one another. Say that in the day of judgment, Allah is going to snatch these feelings from them so that they are together in paradise. And these negative emotions do not really play a role, because that takes away from the fun. Sometimes you are enjoying yourself and then somebody you don't like walks in and you say, you know what, they just messed it up for me. I was having a good time until they walked in, and when they walked in, you know what, they electrified the place. I felt the tension in the air. I was receiving negative vibes and I did not like being there. Well, we don't want that to happen in paradise as well. So Allah said, in paradise, we will make sure that you are ikhwan, meaning that there will be no malice or hatred towards each other. Or sometimes the word akh in reference to friend. Inna hadha akhi lahu tis'un wa tis'una na'ja. He said that indeed this is my friend who has 99 sheep, as we are told in Surah Sad regarding the people who came to Dawood. But what we are talking about is these are friends, people whom we choose to want to have a closer relationship with, who may not necessarily be related to us by blood, marriage, or any other form. The people that we choose to be our friends say a lot about us. I may not know who you are, But one way of finding out about who you are by seeing the company that you keep. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-mar'u 'ala dini khalili, falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil." He said that people live life according to the company that they keep. Be aware and be conscious about the company that you keep. So now for a believer, the people that you choose to be your friends, the circle of the people that are around you, expresses what kind of a person you are. So a person of faith is a person who is aware, a person who desires only to keep good company around him. Similarly also, for a person of faith, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, that the kind of people that we keep actually do determine to a great extent the type of path that we take in life. And that is why, sadly, when we choose, you know, bad influence, that rubs on us. And we begin to make poor choices in life because of where we are getting our influence from. So they determine and they express what kind of people we are, but at the same time, they also illustrate which path of life are we taking, because the company that we keep is an indication of what it is that we seek out in life. Also, friends, you know, they say that nowadays it's difficult to find good, honest, close friends. We may have many acquaintances, but friends, they say that precious friends are rare things in life at this point. And that's why it says that they require special handling. Old friends are the best antiques. You know how people like antiques? Well, they say that old friends are the best antiques. So now how I deal with my friends is also an expression of how and what kind of a person I am. And that is why, for example, in the Quran we have that people actually pray, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَ فِي الْإِيمَانِ. It says, Oh Allah, forgive us and forgive our brothers and sisters who have taken this path before us. So what kind of a friend you are is also an indication of what kind of a person you are by the way that you deal with your friends. Nowadays, good friends are a rare commodity, and they are difficult to find. And I don't wish to be pessimistic, but I am very realistic about what's going on. As I was just told, you know, with the lack of time that we have, with how busy life is nowadays, where people go to work, where they have co-workers, you come back home and you're very tired, and whatever is left out of your day, you want to spend with your family. We really don't have time to develop close, intimate, in-depth relationship with people who are around us. And what that does is that it makes it very difficult to find more people and acquire more friends. So what we need to do is the good friends that we have, now it is even more incumbent upon us that we want to keep those who are good friends and those who have been around us and good to us. They say that life has no blessings like a prudent friend. Ibn Abbas used to say that what is really lovely about this life are three things. And he would mention amongst them, you know, the idea of the opportunity to be engaged in the remembrance of Allah. He said that's beautiful. And then he speaks about prudent friends that make life beautiful, that make life enjoyable. People who share the same vision, people who share the same goals, people who are on that journey with us. He said life has no blessings like a prudent friend. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would speak about the idea of being careful about the type of people that you choose to hang around with. In a beautiful simile, parable, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, مَثَلُ الْجَلِيسِ الصَّالِحِ وَالْجَلِيسِ السُّءِ. He said the parable of a good companion and a bad companion is like, the good companion, he said, is like the seller of perfume. Said you go to their shop. Said even if you don't buy anything from them, the time that you walk into the shop, just because of the nature of things that are in the shop, said you saw something good. You don't buy anything, he may give you a free sample to try. Said that so long that you are in his shop, you're either tasting free samples, hopefully you're not tasting them, you're just testing them. you are testing free samples, or you are just being in that place, you're smelling something good. So he's saying it's a win-win situation when you are in good company. And then he said, وَمَثَلُ الْجَلِيسُ And the parable of a bad friend is like being in the shop of a blacksmith. And this is not to put down people who have that profession or that's their skill. That's not the point. But just the nature of that profession is he is constantly welding. And when you weld, you are melting metals. And by the nature, by the merit, the inherently, these metals, they smell bad. And as you are welding, sparks fly all over the place. So he said that you are, at that point, you are exposing yourself either to the bad smell, the foul smell, or you are exposing yourself to these sparks that may taint your dress or may even burn you. So he said, you don't need to be there. If that's his job, then that's his job. But you really do not need to be there. And he said, that is the parable of bad friends. You may not choose to say profanity, but if you are in a group of people that only speak profanity, then you are exposing yourself to that. And there is really no need to do so. So the Prophet ﷺ would say, be careful about this. Ali ibn Abi Talib puts it so beautifully, and he said, عليكم بالأخلاء. He said, be cautious about the type of people that you choose to be your friends. For they are help for you in this life as well as in the hereafter. So people said, wait, we know how they can be help for us in this life, but how are they help for us in the hereafter? Then Ali ibn Abi Talib recites the verse in the Quran, وَالْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ He said that indeed friends will be the enemies of each other in the hereafter, except the righteous ones. They will not be enemies of each other. They're friends in this life, and they continue to be friends in the hereafter as well. And that is why they say that one of the greatest losses in life is to lose a good friend. They say that losing a good friend is like losing a limb, where you can actually heal from the anguish of the loss of that limb, but it can never be repaired. And that is really sad. And we can see this in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he lost his good friend and uncle, Hamza, radiallahu anhu. You know how much sadness the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam expressed over this. At any case, friends are, like we said, blessings in life. There is no blessing in this life like a prudent friend. And what we want to do is, as people of faith, we want to interact with our friends in such ways that actually speaks and expresses our faith about in the way that we deal with them, in the way that we interact with them. And this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once we get a good friend, we want to hold on to them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the best friends to their friends. And may Allah grant us good friends. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always facilitate us to be agents of good. And as always, may Allah make us of those who always put their faith in action. And with this, we come to the conclusion of our program. Thank you for joining us. Until we meet next time, we say so long, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.